You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The ACLU of Wisconsin says Brown County made a deal with ICE in April to transport detained immigrants. The agreement, accessed using open records requests, details that ICE will provide funding specifically for detention and transportation services with a contract value of $90,000. Included in the agreement, ICE will purchase $63,000 in detention services from Brown County Sheriff's officials, which are reimbursed at a rate of $70 per detainee per day, and an increase to $27,000 in transportation services, reimbursed at $36 per hour. Brown, Sauk, and Ozaukee counties are just the latest Wisconsin counties agreeing to work with ICE. Others, including Winnebago County, have been highlighted by the ACLU in the past. A UTV rollover in Glenmore takes the life of a 21-year-old Denmark man. Brown County Sheriff's officials say the accident happened Sunday night around 9:50. When deputies and rescue personnel arrived, they found a man trapped beneath a flipped UTV. Life-saving measures were performed, but the driver did not survive. Sheriff's officials say speed, alcohol, and a lack of seatbelt usage are factors in the crash. It seems like the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is always releasing press releases reminding riders of ATVs and UTVs to be responsible. They're doing it again this year because they've seen fatalities rise again. According to DNR data, there have already been 21 fatal crashes this year. It's a similar pace to last year when 40 were recorded. The state saw just 21 fatal crashes in 2022 and 32 in 2023. DNR officials say the increased use of vehicles has contributed to the increase in fatalities, as well as the overall number of crashes, injuries, and citations issued. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit challenges a rule change by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It argues the rule change would make it more difficult for residents to obtain health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the change would decrease the total enrollment in Wisconsin's individual marketplace and make premiums less affordable. A Northeast Wisconsin nonprofit serving people with disabilities is waiting to hear if federal changes to Medicaid will affect their clients and caregivers who overwhelmingly rely on the program for their health care needs. Judith Ruiz Branch with Public News Service reports.
The nonprofit CP serves about 200 people in Northeast Wisconsin that have complex physical or developmental disabilities, nearly all of whom use Medicaid to pay for their services. Julie Tesloff is the director of adult day services and says about 75% of clients are in wheelchairs and unable to reposition themselves. She explains the exercise program CP offers is crucial to prevent patients from developing pressure sores.
A sore on the butt costs a lot of money. It's like anywhere from $30,000 to $150,000. And once one of our clients has a pressure sore, it stays with them for a long time. So they might heal up, but they're going to be susceptible to another sore in that same area without active movement and repositioning.
She says their program focuses on functional skills training using adaptable equipment funded through grants and community support. For Public News Service, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
159 years ago, a German immigrant opened what became Krieger's True Value Hardware in Neenah. It operated in downtown Neenah for 100 years before being moved to its current location on Winneconne. Today begins the sale to empty the store. The current owners are retiring, and they couldn't find anyone to take it over.
A federal court ruling found Wisconsin must stop denying unemployment insurance to applicants who are also receiving Social Security disability insurance. The court ruled that a 12-year-old state law that barred unemployment insurance for Social Security disability insurance recipients unlawfully discriminates against people with disabilities. The law was signed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2013 and argued that people receiving assistance from both programs were double-dipping and potentially even committing fraud. This week through Sunday has been proclaimed Aviation Week by Governor Tony Evers in recognition of the world's largest aviation celebration, EAA AirVenture 2025, happening this week in Oshkosh. Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman says the event at Whitman Airport highlights WISDOT's Bureau of Aeronautics' commitment to strengthening Wisconsin's aviation network. Attendees are encouraged to visit the WISDOT BOA exhibit in Hangar A to learn more about the Wisconsin airport system and the various aviation programs that are offered across our state.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Goodyear blimp. The tire company flew its first blimp in 1925. Eventually, the blimps were used by the U.S. Navy to spot U-boats during World War II. Now, the three blimps are relegated to public relations events. Two of them are at EAA AirVenture this year. The last time a blimp was at EAA was in 2021, and this is the first time ever that two blimps have attended the aviation event in Oshkosh.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Miz takes on the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Seattle, where the Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski faces the Mariners. The Crew winning last night 6-0. Brandon Woodruff went 6 innings on just 62 pitches, allowing only 2 hits in the shutout. Milwaukee now with an 11-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers sign right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal worth $88 million, over $30 million in a signing bonus, the largest ever for an NFL offensive lineman. What makes Zach Tom so special?
I think he can play any position. He kind of found his home at right tackle. I think his versatility is one of the things that makes him special. I think he can play all five, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. I would say that he's got the athleticism. I think he's a very intelligent football player, and he's played pretty consistent over the course of the last few years.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're in the Madison area and looking for a cool event, check out the annual Atwood Fest. This amazing music festival features 3 stages, great food, and great East Side vibes. Saturday, you can catch bands like Rare Element, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, love that name, American Scarecrows, and Madison favorites VO5. Sunday features local favorites like Steely Dan, the Jeremiah Jams Band, and the Mark Hembree Bluegrass Band. Atwood Fest takes place, you guessed it, in Madison's Atwood Hood this Saturday, July 26th from noon to 10 p.m., and Sunday, the 27th, from noon to 7:30. Who doesn't love a Cinderella story, especially when it's literally a Cinderella story? Disney is in the works for a new take on the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein story of the overworked Cinderella. The new look will be told from the standpoint of the godparents. Jennifer Lopez is attached as an executive producer, but there is no cast attached yet. The original Cinderella dropped in 1957 with Julie Andrews playing the title character. If you're looking for a whodunit that takes place in a beautiful setting, here's one of Pete's picks that will fit the bill. Untamed stars Aussie actors Eric Bana and Sam Neill and is set in Yosemite National Park. Bana plays a federal agent who oversees the park alongside state park rangers led by Neill. The first scene, which involves 2 rock climbers and a dead body, will knock your socks off. Bana's character Kyle Turner tracks a killer while dealing with his own demons. Untamed dropped July 17th on Netflix, where all 6 episodes are available to stream. Wes Anderson fans, listen up, yo. His latest effort, The Phoenician Scheme, will be available to stream later this week. Deadline.com has announced the film will drop on Peacock Friday, July 25th. The film by the director of Rushmore and Bottle Rocket is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and stars Benicio del Toro, Tom Hanks, Michael Cera, and Scarlett Johansson. 2 films in their first week of release cracked the top 5 but could not unseat Superman as box office champ over the weekend. Superman's sophomore outing on the big screen brought in $57 million, more than doubling the take of another blockbuster in Jurassic World Rebirth. The film about the Man of Steel, directed by James Gunn and starring David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, has now taken in 200 $135 million domestically in 2 weeks. Coming in second place with a distant 23 million big ones was the aforementioned Jurassic World Rebirth. The film has been in theaters 3 weeks now and has pulled in $276 million domestically, despite mediocre reviews. The two newcomers are Sony Pictures' I Know What You Did Last Summer reboot with $13 million, which was good enough for third place. And in fourth place, it was The Smurfs, which sang the blues with $11 million. Brad Pitt's F1 sped to fifth place with $9.5 million. Fear not, there is another blockbuster right around the corner in Fantastic Four. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our low dropping into the low 70s. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, humid, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.